My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's gospel contains the famous verse that some call the Bible within the Bible. John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. My dear brothers and sisters, this verse sums up the entire biblical message. It also affirms the two major biblical truths. First, God took the initiative to save us. Some preachers give the impression that God is more interested in condemning than in saving. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Second, the verse affirms that God's initiative was motivated by love. God could not bear seeing his children wander farther and farther from home. In today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, John makes it clear that not to believe in Jesus, not to accept his revelation, means to die. Death here means to cease existing after life on earth, not to exist in another state, not to exist even in hell. On the other hand, life or eternal life is not continued existence, not mere survival after death, not even what is currently called quality of life. Life is first and foremost life with someone, life in relation to the other, life in relation to God, to those whom we love, and to those who love us. Eternal life is the preservation of these relationships intact, but without the menacing hand of death. Since God is God of life and God of the living, not of the dead, anyone who believes in the name of the only Son of God, that is, keeps a relationship with God, will live eternally. The question for us, my dear brothers and sisters, is this: are we totally convinced of God's fatherly love for us? Are we totally convinced of God's fatherly love for us? Saint Augustine once said, God loved each one of us as if there was just one of us to love. Amen.